Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
People, I don't think sometimes fully get the humour of being a Liverpool fan. And I've, you know, explained, I think I did this a bit on the podcast I did with Neil Jones on his cover of Liverpool stuff the other week, of how, like, when we wanted Roy Hodgson out, we weren't horrible to Roy Hodgson. We made Hodgson for England t-shirts and chanted Hodgson for England because it was like, it was just a funny way to deal with it. And Paul Tierney being the most biased against us referee in the history of football, finally having enough and chanting fuck off. So when he booked Joel Matip for cleanly winning the ball. And so we chanted fuck off Cheery and then did it again. And then we got a decision right that we didn't think we were going to get. So, not quite as vociferous, but a chant of, yeah, we love you, Cheery, we do. That's how you should handle bad referees. Because the guy behind me said, well, we're never getting a decision now. And I went, we don't get decisions anyway. As well tell him to fuck off and see if this works, because we haven't tried this yet.
I remember when my favourite has always been when we snotted Man United 3-0 on Alex Ferguson's birthday and sang him happy birthday. It's just fucking class. Like, yeah. It's just the best.
Yeah, this is it. This is how you're going to handle these things. But, like, first and foremost, Chris, it is one of the worst yellow card decisions I've ever seen in my entire life. It's the worst. He tackles him quite clearly. I'm not even sure he even makes contact with him. The guy falls over. And, I mean, it's pure no context, Joel Matip. Like, I mean, his living limbs.
You know when he screams at the grass in those situations?
He is Groot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But yeah, I mean, the whole situation, it showed you what a terrible referee Paul Tierney is.
I didn't need any more evidence of that in my life, to be honest. I could have gone through the rest of my life never watching a Paul Tierney referee game, but unfortunately I had to sit through it. It's baffling. It really is baffling how shit he is, to be honest. I can't believe he's got a job. Genuinely, just for doing anything. Like, if you ask me if I think he could be a good checkout assistant, no. Like, I'm really against self-serve.
He'd scan something
wrong. But if Tierney was in there, I'd be like, just go all self-serve, mate. Yeah.
He'd scan something wrong and you'd be like, mate, you've scanned that wrong. And he'd be like, no one ever. That's what you wanted. That's right.
Yellow card.
It doesn't work in Tesco's, that, mate. And he just sternly stare at you. Yeah, give you stink eye. What a bell end. In this whole, like, respect referees, blah, 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 blah. He's just a shit referee, Dan. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? I don't think he wants to be shit.
I think he does at Anfield.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that nobody wants to be terrible at the job unless they're looking to get sacked. And I don't think he's looking to get sacked.
I don't think he can be sacked.
No, I know. No. He seems to have a job. He's got tenure. He seems to have a job for life. But yeah, that was just, I mean, it was a terrible decision. Yeah. And it was wonderfully handled, I thought. Like, the breaking points of Liverpool fans just being right, no, not for us. No.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Kop and Anfield in general handled it perfectly well. But Matip's reaction is just pure gold. Even Trent comes over and he's like, what are you talking about? Yellow card. But you're right, it's so, I mean, the standard refereeing, we sort of speak about it, you know, to a blue in the face on this show, but it's just horrendous. It is the absolute pits. And the problem is with this decision, it is just a yellow card in the cold light of day, but, you know, he could end up getting suspended further. If he does anything else in that game and he gets a second yellow for that, then it's a real talking point, you know what I mean? But because he is just just ultimately yellow card and we win the game, it'll just be fine. But it just shows you, and it's more evidence, like the PGMOL won't even look at that because it doesn't really matter, but it's more evidence of refs just being really, really bad at what they're supposed to be good at.
I'm astounded Endo didn't get sent off. Not because I thought that 50-50 was nailed on a guaranteed red, but I've just seen too many in the last few weeks. Curtis Jones and Sanchez, was it for Spurs? I'm thinking of the centre-half, sorry. Who gets,
Romero.
Yeah, that was Christian Romero.
Christian Romero, apologies.
That is a red card.
But they are examples of the player gets the ball, but then makes contact with the man on the other side of it, which is exactly the same. It's not, they're not exactly the same. They're all different tackles. But as soon as he went in and slid in for that, I was like, he's getting sent off here. He just will. And they had a good old 13.
That's what Neil Mellor said on Twitter. Yeah, he said he looked at it 13 times.
What did you make of it, the tackle?
I thought it was fine, to be honest. But then,
in normal time, it's one of them where you're both going for the ball, you get in, and the fact that the referee let it go, I thought was actually bizarrely credit to Paul Tierney, which I don't think I've ever said that loud.
You're probably looking the other way.
Maybe, yeah, absolutely.
Tends to do that a lot.
So, like, in the doing of it, I'm assuming it's Curtis Jones just wanting to, like, just get on with the game. You know, it's one of them. When they brought it back, I personally don't see a vast deal of difference between any of those other ones we've discussed, because he does then end up making contact with the man.
That's the problem for me. I think a lot of people saying there's 50-50, which it is ultimately, of course, is then those poor touches that leads us. And often do you see a poor touch and then somebody stretches to try and make amends? And I think a lot of people saying, well,
does Alan Smith get sent off for that?
Something very similar, yeah. If you've got to do Endo, what about the other lad? But the other lad does nothing wrong. No. Endo studs, whichever way you want to dress it. I don't think it's a red card because I don't think there's enough force, etc., etc. But whichever way you want to look at it, Endo studs end up in the other lad's shin. So it's not pretty. It's not clever. I wouldn't advise doing it anymore if I was you, Endo. But yeah, for me, not a red, but I did get why there was some conversation around it.
Philip Deggan very much got sent off for that. I think it might have been a full away, and he one of them, you lose control and you just lunge for it because you're trying to make up for your own mistake, and you instantly go as you're leaving the ground and going, oh, I'm not getting this. No. Just to do Endo's performance in general,
before we do you mind, we were talking, was it on the Bias show last Monday when we had that big VAR discussion and stuff that I had an idea which I think could solve some of the refereeing stuff, so I thought, you know what, let's bring it into the main podcast rather than just being unbiased. Until every referee can look at all of those challenges and all give the same decision as one another, you're never going to get any fucking consistency whatsoever. So I reckon you should just lock all of them in the room, give them all of those challenges, and if they all come to the same decision, you've got a good set of lads. But there's no way that 12 referees are watching 12 challenges and giving the same decisions out. And that's the problem with the referees in this country.
So don't bother.
So just, well, they'll train them up so that they know what they're supposed to be giving. If you give them the exact same challenges over and over, and then tell them what the answer is.
Well, the answer, what that does is, the other thing is, it just says that you do that and it proves conclusively that it's fucking nonsense, because it's impossible. Because it's, they're all subjective decisions. Yeah. Because your point of, like, you're measuring force. How the fuck are you meant to measure for, without literally measuring force, without a Newton meter of some description being used on the pitch? You're not measuring force. You're gauging. You're, like, guessing. You're using your best judgment on these things. And when you're using your best judgment, that's going to vary wildly from individual to individual. So, yeah, here we are again.
My favourite non-Liverpool part of the weekend was De Zerbi in his press conference, and he just turned around and went, I dislike 80% of the referees in this country. He was like, they're all crap, their attitudes are crap, and that's how he left it. And I was like, you know what, that's me every single weekend.
Spot on.
I kept up the percentage of them.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.